再次向诸位主耶稣所亲爱的大家问安。
And I'm greeting to you all once again.
感谢神，我们在伊丽莎白教会开始我们第一天的灵恩会。
And thank God we have started the first day of our spiritual convocation in Elizabeth Church.
今天早上跟大家来思考，眼看时系为
难。And this morning's topic I would like to study, it was too painful to
me. 神的旨意是我们基督徒生命当中最重要的一件事。
And the will of God is the most important thing in our Christian life.
虽然有时候不容易明白。
Even though sometimes it is hard to comprehend.
有时候要等候好一段时间才能理解。
And sometimes it will take us some time to fully understand.
甚至必须有神安排的人生经历。
Or sometimes God will let us understand through our life experiences.
尤其在我们信仰与生活的逆境当中。
Especially during the difficulties of our life and our faith.
有些事常是当下难以理解的。
Some of these things are very hard for us to understand during that moment.
但是最后我们都会察觉一件事。
But in the end, we will come to realize.
神并没有要求我们在一切事情上都明白他做事的原因。
God did not ask us to understand the reason behind everything that he does.
我们先来看一段旧约经文。
Let's turn to an incident in the Old Testament.
诗篇七十三篇十四节。
Let's turn to Psalm 73, verse 14.
十四到十六。
Verse 14 to 16.
十四节，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。十五节。
15.
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。十六节。
16.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。Amen。所以我们这个题目啊，就在十六节的后半节。
And so the topic comes from the second part of verse 16.
这个数千年前的这一位圣徒作诗的人。
And so the psalmist who wrote thousands of years ago.
他是一个很敬虔的信徒。
He is a very God-fearing believer.
他仰望神。
He looked upon God.
他可能甚至每天都行神眼中看为正的事。
And perhaps he will do everything that is right in the eyes of God.
期待跟我们一样，希望时时得到神的保守。
And he hope the same way as we do. He wants to be kept by God all the time.
希望众人所盼望的福也能够在他生活里面。
He wished that he can receive all the blessing in his life.
可是他生活过得却完全相反。
But he lived a completely opposite life.
不是因为他行恶。
It is not because he does wicked things.
不是因为他不敬畏神。
It is because not because he's not God-fearing.
十四节说他终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩罚。
Verse 14 says, "For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning."
所以十五节他讲他的心声啊。
So verse 15 he said, "This is how he felt."
我若说我要这样讲，什么意思呢
？If I had said I would speak less.
他身为一个见证者，如果站在台上跟人家讲说我很敬虔，却每天受苦难，遭受惩罚。
So as a preacher, if he said, "I am chastened every morning,"
有多少人听得懂这种道理呢
？How many people will understand this type of teaching?
这样布道会还要办吗
？Then do we still need to have our evangelism?
跟以前这个没有布道会啊，对不对
？So in their time, of course, they do not have spiritual communication.
所以他知道他不能够跟公众这样子讲。
So he knew that he cannot tell the public this.
如果我讲出真正我的信仰跟我遇到的是完全相反的，他后半节说我等于是用奸诈待你的众子啊。
So he would have been untrue to the generation if he's tell them that he was chastened every morning.
什么叫奸诈？我是在引导他们往错误的方向，在骗他们。
So it would be untrue because he's leading them to the wrong direction.
我要讲信心的话。
So he have to speak words of faith.
我的心知道不是这样子的，可是我生活遇到的完全是相反的。
His heart knew that this is not what it should be, but what he faces in his life is completely opposite.
所以这位做事的人十六节继续说了。
So he continued to say in verse 16.
我思索怎么能够明白这样的事。
When I thought how to understand this.
神啊，我应该得到你的保守跟祝福，今天怎么遇到这样的事呢？
God, I should be kept by you and receive your blessing. Why do I face these difficulties today?
这种真实的见证，我连讲都不敢讲啊。
This type of true testimony, I'm too afraid to speak.
说敬虔者遭大难。
And
对神敬虔的人遭逢生活当中很大的苦难。
So for all day long, I have been plagued, and he is a righteous man.
所以最后讲了一个字，眼看时系为难。
So in the end, he said it was too painful for me.
有些人常常会这样子说，也对小弟这样说过。
Some people will often say this, and someone have told me.
只要主让我明白为什么会这样。
If God let me understand why this happens.
我今天遭遇的这些事情，神让我明白为什么会这样子，我会更加顺服啊。
If today God let me understand why these happened to me, then I will be more submissive.
小弟可以凭着爱心说诚实话。
And so I can tell you the truth out of love.
如果我们常常要这样想的话，我们的日子会越来越难过。
If we always think this way, then we will have a very difficult life.
因为主没有义务让我们明白他一切行事的心意跟原因是什么。
Because God does not need to let us understand why.
所以什么叫做眼看时系为难？
So what does it mean to say that it was too painful for me?
指的是在神的安排跟旨意之下。
It means that under God's arrangement and His will.
人常常有难以理解跟想不通的时候。
There are many things that we cannot understand.
也就是换一句更坦白的话，叫做不合理。
Well, things that are very unreasonable.
今天我们用圣经当中三个例子来思考这件事。
And today we will look at three incidents in the Bible to ponder upon this matter.
我们请一起来看新约圣经路加福音第五章第一节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
麻烦你念。
Chapter 5 verse 1. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. 3. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put on a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. 6. And when they have done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets was breaking. 7. So they signed to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came to fill both the boats so that they begin to sink.
Amen. 这一段经文我们在座很多人都熟。
And this is a very familiar passage to us all.
这段经文在讲什么?
What is this passage telling us?
有人会说这是在讲神迹。
Some would tell us this is about a miracle.
但是现在既然是灵恩会啊,我把大家都当成对圣经很熟的信徒。
But since this is our evangelical service, I would treat everyone as someone that is very familiar with the Bible.
我把你们都当成至少圣经都读大概十遍到一百遍的这一种啊。我们要思考更深一点了。
So we need to ponder upon the deeper meaning behind all this.
是啊，这一段经文除了在讲神迹，还在告诉我们什么
？Apart from the miracle, what is this passage telling us?
这里面其实它负载的一段故事是。后来这里面有四个人成了使徒。
And so, later on, the four people in this story became disciples.
彼得跟安德烈。
And Peter and Andrew.
雅各跟约翰。
And James and John.
这都是这旁边在打鱼的渔夫。
So all these people were fishermen.
所以他们对打鱼是很专业的。
So they are professional fishermen.
这是他们的生活方式。
And this is their way of life.
这个时候我们看到了什么事情?
So what can we see here?
耶稣突然叫其中一艘船,其实这个船是彼得的船。
So Jesus told one of the boat which belongs to Peter.
然后他坐进去在里面讲道。
So Jesus sat in the boat and spoke his sermon.
好,讲道的时候旁边很多人在听,包括船上的人啊。
And there were many people listening to the sermon, including the multitude.
就像今天我们在座很多人来参加灵恩会。
Just like today, many of us came to listen to the sermon.
可是虽然我们很专注在听，有时候我们心里面在顾虑生活当中的事。
And even though we listen, we are actually worried about our daily life.
这是难免的。
And this is hard to avoid.
所以大家有没有发现一件事情？为什么耶稣讲完道之后，突然对彼得说这句话
？And so we realized that after Jesus spoke, he said something to Peter.
对啊，这是神迹，但是为什么主耶稣要行这件神迹呢
？So why did Jesus want to perform this miracle?
因为彼得跟我们一样有同样性情的人啊。
Because Peter is just like us.
所以彼得跟安德烈在这个船上，他们可能在听道理觉得很对，心里面也在忧愁另外一件事。
So, Peter and Andrew are listening to the sermon, but in their hearts, they are worried about something.
大家想想那忧愁什么？忧愁生活上的事啊。
So they are worried about their daily life.
来参加聚会之前啊，忙整天啊，什么 ？Have pain, no gain. 什么都没有啊。
And so before they attend the service, they toil all day, but they do not call anything.
对啊，所以主耶稣看透万人的心，知道他旁边的人。其实心里面正在忧愁这件事情。
And so Jesus can see through all our hearts, and he knew this is what they were worrying about.
即使他一个字都不讲。
And Jesus does not even need to speak one
word. 然后突然讲完道之后，跟他讲说，把船开到水深的地方去撒网抓鱼。
And so after the sermon, Jesus told them to drive the boat to the deep waters and cast your net.
我们看到耶稣就是这样子，你不觉得很好吗？
So we can see that this is how good Jesus is.
他不是只关心我们在灵性上行不行得正，他关心我们生活当中的一切有没有发觉。
He does not just worry about spiritual life, but he takes care of our physical need.
好，现在我们再想回来，假如我们是彼得的话。
So let's think back. If today we are Peter.
哎，这个耶稣是谁呀？
Who is Jesus?
他不过是一个经师、文士、宗教人士啊。
And so Jesus is merely a scribe or a teacher, a religious figure.
他也不是一个渔夫。
Jesus is not a fisherman.
他这个时候突然到我的船上来，突然变老大了。
And so at this very moment, he came onto my boat and tell me what to do.
不对呀，这艘船的老大是我，我才是 profession 的。
And Peter is the professional fisherman. He's the captain.
所以从渔夫的角度看，大家读得出来吗？耶稣这个指示其实不对哦，不对哦。
So from the fisherman's professional point of view, the direction of Jesus is very unreasonable.
大家有读出不对的地方吗？
And have we read where it is unreasonable?
我们读不出来，是因为对我们不是专门抓鱼的。
We do not notice the wrong because we are not fishermen.
你们知道吗？现在在以色列的加利利海那边。还有用2000年前的传统捕鱼方式，现在继续在做。
So, right now in the Sea of Galilee, they still use the methods of fishing 2000 years ago.
那边现在专门的渔夫都知道，要知道怎么抓。
So, all the fishermen there know how to catch fish.
2000年前到现在，抓鱼就是要在晚上找水浅的地方。
So, the method of catching fish is you do it during the evening and in shallow water.
要听清楚哦，是晚上可能船上打个灯，吸引一些鱼来，找水浅的地方，网不是很大，撒下去才捉得到鱼啊。
So you will guide your boat to the shallow water and do it during the evening and light some lights.
而且他对那里的地理环境最知道，哪些是我的秘密渔场才抓得到鱼，彼得跟安德烈不知道吗？
And so, of course, Peter and Andrew would knew where the secret spots for fishing are.
所以大家有没有发觉不合理的地方在这里？
So this is where it is very unreasonable.
耶稣给的那句话完全违反当时的常识跟知识，但大家能够理解了吗？我们读不出来，对不对？
So the direction that Jesus gave completely against the reason and their belief at that time and their knowledge.
大白天的到水深的地方去，跟平常我的知识是完全相反的啊。
So that is completely opposite from what they understand because Jesus is telling them to go cast down their nets in deep water during the day.
好了，所以大家有没有发觉，经文没有写，但是彼得必须马上处理心中的问题。
So,
so
Peter, at that very moment, have to figure out what to do.
耶稣的指示完全违背我的专业知识，而且不合理。
The direction of Jesus goes against my professional belief.
我们看经文看得很快啊，这样很糟糕的啊，因为我们忽略很多里面的东西。
So if we read the passage too quickly, then we will lose the main points.
感谢主，我们发觉彼得处理得很快。
And thank God we see that Peter reacted quickly.
这可能是主耶稣爱他的原因之一。
And perhaps that is one of the reasons why Jesus loved him.
对， 我虽然不明白，也很奇怪，但是我愿意听耶稣的。
Even though he does not understand, but he still is willing to listen to Jesus.
你看第五节，他说：“我们忙了整夜，什么都没有抓到。”他在说：“我这么专业的人都没有成果啦。”
Simon Peter say, "We toil all night and caught nothing." And he is such a professional fisherman.
但依从你的话，我就下网。依从你的话。
But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
好，所以我们有没有发觉，圣经当中神教导我们的很多的话，有时候在我们生活当中用常识很难去理解。
So we can see from the Bible, there are many times when the words of Jesus is very hard for us to understand because it goes against our logic.
曾经有一个慕道友对小弟这么说。
And there was this truth-seeking friend who told me.
传道，你讲这些宽恕的道理，我听了很扎心。
And Pastor, when you talk about forgiveness, it pricks my heart.
我也真的很愿意想照圣经的道理去做。
And I'm willing to do according to the Bible.
但是真的很难啊。
But it is just so difficult.
要我去饶恕那一些知道错或者那个想要改过的人，我还可以啊。
And I can forgive those that know they have done wrong and is willing to change.
要我去饶恕那一些根本不知道自己错。
But for me to forgive those that does not even know they have done wrong.
甚至知道错了也不道歉。
Were those people that know they have done wrong but is willing to apologize.
甚至不承认错还变本加厉的。
Were those that do not admit their wrongs but even treat me worse.
传道要去饶恕这种人太不合理了。
It's against my reason and logic to forgive these type of people.
还有另外一种说法。
And there's another saying.
为什么主耶稣让我经历这些痛苦？
Why did God let me encounter all these tribulation?
我到底是做错了什么？
What have I done wrong?
如果神让我知道为什么他这样对我，或许我心里面还会舒服一点。
If God tells me why I'm treated this way, then perhaps I will be comforted.
传道，你说我们的一切都是神安排的，这太不合理了。
It is very unreasonable to say that everything has been planned by God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道我们所感受到的不合理，就是圣经里面所说的什么吗？
So what are all these things that goes against our logic and reason?
那个叫做十字架讨厌的地方。
It is the hard thing about bearing the cross.
有没有特别注意到这一点吗？
Have we noticed this?
我们来看加拉太书五章十一节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 11.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。Amen.
11. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased.
大家有没有发觉十字架讨厌的地方？
So what is the offense of the cross?
主耶稣说，若不背起你的十字架来跟从我，就不配做我的门徒，对不对？
Jesus say, if you do not put on the cross and follow me, then you are not worthy to be called my apostle.
所以我们如果做一个基督徒，做到太舒服了，太喜乐了，什么讨厌的地方都没有，我告诉你，你要反省一下，可能有问题哦。
And so as a Christian, if you say that your life is so smooth and you are full of joy and peace, then perhaps you need to self-examine.
因为你根本不觉得生活当中有任何十字架。这不是神的问题，这一定是哪里出问题了。
Because you have no cross to bear on in your life, so there is something wrong with this.
还是说你背十字架背得很快乐？
Well, perhaps when you bear the cross, you do it with joy.
这不太对吧？
And this is not right.
这个，那你比耶稣更适合当耶稣啊？
Then,
因为耶稣都办不到啊。
Because this is something that even Jesus cannot do.
不对哦，可能有某一些我们应该要去做的，我们根本没有去做，所以我们才过得这么快乐啊。
And there must be something that you ought to do, but you're not doing it, so you feel you don't have any burden.
我们该面对的，我们却逃避了，所以我们觉得没有十字架。
And you're running away from the things that you need to face, so you do not think you need to bear any cross.
十字架讨厌的地方是什么？
What is the offense of the cross?
就是我们生命当中那些所谓的不合理与无法了解的过程。
It is all the things that are unreasonable in our life and things that we cannot understand.
我们再看另外一段经文，再来思考。
Let's read another verse.
我们请翻开约翰福音二章第一节到十一节。
Now turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音二章一到十一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1.
麻烦你念到十一节结束。
John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. Verse 1.On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there too. Now both Jesus and his disciple were invited to the wedding. 3. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. 4. Jesus said to her, Woman, why does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. 5. His mother said to the servant, Whatever he says to you, do it. 6.Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. 7. Jesus said to them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. 8. And he said to them, Draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. 9. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from,But the servants who have drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom. 10. And he said to him, Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. 11. This beginning of sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciple believed in him.
Amen.我们看到连主耶稣肉体的母亲玛利亚都必须学会这件事。
And so even the physical mother of Jesus have to learn this.
这是迦拿婚宴的神迹。
This is the miracle performed in Cana of Galilee.
大家有没有发觉耶稣的母亲玛利亚是一个很热心的人？
And we notice that Mary, Jesus' mother, is a very zealous person.
她跟耶稣两个算是客人，是被请客的。
So the two of them, they are guests to this wedding banquet.
一般人只是在享受婚宴。
Usually people would just enjoy themselves.
你就看出耶稣母亲的个性来。
So we can see the personality of Mary.
这本来是主家的事情，对不对？
And this is something that the bridegroom need to worry about.
就他突然发现一件事情，说，哎，耶稣啊，他们好像没有酒了。
And then Mary realized that they are running out of wine.
他在说坦白一点，我不晓得鸡婆怎么翻了哈，就是很热心，然后去关怀别人的事情。
And so, Mary is very zealous, and he even noticed other people's matters.
他坐在那边，他没有，他看了，哎，他们好像有问题了。
It seems like they have run into some problems.
他马上跟耶稣反应。
And so she reacted to Jesus.
所以看出来啊，耶稣的母亲啊。是一个很热心的代祷者，你有没有发觉
？And so, Mary, Jesus' mother, is someone that is so zealous and to intercede for others.
她甚至连问都没有问，人家没有来找她，她也看到都先跪下来。主耶稣，我觉得她好像有点难过，她好像有问题，你赶快帮助她。她是这种代祷者啊。
And so she is the type of person that will intercede for others without being asked.
有时候人家没有来拜托我们，我们不会帮人家代祷的、啊。
And sometimes when people do not come to us, we will not help them.
有时候我们要问清楚原因，我们才要代祷的、啊。
And sometimes we will ask for the reasons, then we will intercede for them.
耶稣的母亲是这样子哦。
But this is what Mary is like.
可是大家换做你，我们现在想做，我们是耶稣的母亲，
so,
想想他的心情。
Today, if we put ourselves in Mary's shoes,
当你跟耶稣祷告之后，神给你一个回应是什么？
And so after you pray to God, and what is his reply?
这第四节讲的啊。
Verse 4.
某某某，这我的时候没有，我与你有什么关系？
So Jesus said to her, Woman, what does your concern have to do with me?
你祷告当中如果听到神讲这句话，我看你会祷告不下去，你信不信？
So if halfway through your prayer, and this is what God tells you, you
你这么热心帮人家代祷，神还没有说，哎呦，好信徒。
So you are so full of zeal and you intercede for others, and God did not say, Oh, what a good believer you are.
神也没有让你感受说，哦，好基督徒，都没有。
God did not praise you for being such a good Christian.
甚至还给你一句有点莫名其妙的回应，与你有什么关系？
But instead, Jesus replied, "What does your concern have to do with me?"
但是我告诉你，玛利亚养了这个儿子养了三十年了，她太了解他。
But because Mary has been Jesus' mother for 30 years, she fully understands him.
因为她这一辈子养了这个孩子啊，一直遇到超不合理的事情一大堆啊。
Because as her son grew up, she faces so many unreasonable things.
然后常常耶稣从小到大做这些不合理的事情，还记得他在圣殿里面吗？失踪了几天啊。
Do we still remember the incident when Jesus disappeared and was staying in the temple?
我在上一个教会哈 ，Pacifica 讲这一段的时候，我说如果你儿女这样跟你回应，你会怎么样？
And so I was in Pacifica before. So in that church, I asked the believers, "How will you answer your child if he said this?"
你们会怎么样
？How will you react to your child?
我看到底下有一个人。
So one of the believers gestured to me that she will slap her child.
所以后来我去说，哦，还好神没有选你当他的父亲啊。
So I jokingly say to him, luckily God did not pick you to become his father.
玛利亚太习惯了，耶稣从来不解释的。
Mary is very used to Jesus' behavior.
你看你今天要是生到这种儿子，你会不会很担心？会不会
？And so today, if your son is like this, will you not worry?
因为你们没有这种儿子，所以你们不担心。
Because you do not have this type of.
你会从小担心到大，可是你会习惯了。
So you will worry from a young age, but then you'll be used to.
他都不跟我讲为什么，他就。反正他一定有他的理由。
And so he will not tell me why, but he has his own reason.
所以你们看到，当耶稣这么讲的时候，他在强调我的时候还没有到。
So when Jesus said that, my time has not yet come.
约翰福音哦，它不是对观福音。
And so the book of John is not synoptic gospel.
前三卷啊，马太、马可、路加才是对观福音。
So Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic gospels.
约翰福音叫做特殊福音书。
And the book of John is special.
他在强调一个很重要，叫做神观呐。
It emphasizes a point that of God.
然后在这个约翰福音里面，耶稣讲的都有一个特色在。
And so there is a characteristic of the words that.
这是约翰福音一个很大的主题，叫做时候。你们自己有时间去查考时候。
And
the time, schedule 什么的
And so the main point is based on the time.
你看，就只有这个福音书一直在讲说，你们的时候已经到，我的时候还没有到，我的时候将要到，有没有一直在强调这一些东西
？So it will emphasize my hours have not yet come. My the time is not here yet.
也就是这一位创造时间的神。
So God who created time.
他很重视时间的。
He places emphasis on time.
他在创世之前，这一切都定好了。
And before the creation, he had set all of these.
什么时候该来，什么时候该死，什么时候发生什么事情，都 when, 他都知道了。
So he planned all of these. When will he come and when will he die?
那他说我的时候还没有到，即使差几，搞不好才差五分钟也不行。
So he said, "My hours has not yet come. Perhaps it's only a 5 minutes difference, but it will not do."
这是五分钟之后的事，你现在不用这么急。可是我们人会急呀。
So,
不知道。
This is something that will happen 5 minutes after, so you need not to be worrying.
我们要学习的是玛利亚的反应。
What we need to learn from is the reaction of Mary.
她很习惯耶稣这样，她真的认识耶稣啊。
She is used to Jesus' way.
所以当她耶稣跟她有这个回忆的时候，她 don't ask why.
And so when Jesus replied to her this way, she won't ask why.
她没有问原因。
She did not ask.
她没有问理由，你有没有发觉？
So she never asked for the reason.
然后她做了一件事情，我们更要学习。
So we need to emulate what she did.
她知道，不管耶稣怎么回答，耶稣看到了，他会满足人的需要，他自己的时间会 OK 的。
And so, whatever Jesus do, when his time come, everything will be okay.
所以她马上去吩咐旁边的佣人，这又是另外一个不合理的地方哦。
And so the mother said to the servants, which is another thing that is not logical.
大家都参加过婚宴，对不对
？And so, of course, everyone have been to a wedding banquet.
你是一个客人来宾
，If you are a guest.
然后人家主家啊，这些全部的人都忙进忙出的，一直在忙着婚宴。
And so the main family they will be busy going about.
然后你一个客人去吩咐这些主家的仆人说：“哎，我有件事情要吩咐你们。”
And then, as a guest of the wedding, you told the servants to.
等一下，另外一个客人如果叫你们做什么的时候。你们就马上去做。
So those are the guests. When he tells you to do something, do it.
这个不是拿一瓶果汁过来，好不好？
This is not a simple matter as just bring a cup of juice.
这个是已经没有酒啦，最忙的时候，还有一个来宾莫名其妙说叫你去搬几桶，把六个水缸装满。
And so this is very during a very busy hour, and then this guest is telling you to fill up 6 water pots.
我们注意到玛利亚讲的话很特殊。
So what Mary said is very unique.
可是你知道吗？这些仆人也不简单。
But these servants are very good as well.
如果你是主家雇来的仆人，你会突然听一个来宾跟他吩咐你吗？
If you are the servants of this household, will you just randomly listen to the instruction of a guest?
他说，等一下他叫你们做什么，你们就做。
So whatever he says to you, do it.
如果我们平常我们会怎么讲话？
And so usually speaking, what would we say?
如果他告诉你们做什么，你们搞清楚为什么了，觉得合理的再去做。
So we will only do it if we think it's logical and reasonable.
会不会这样子？因为连我们自己都这么想啊。
Because this is how we usually think.
你要叫我做什么事之前，你要先告诉我为什么要这么做，我接受了我才去做啊，会不会这样子？
So before you tell me to do something, you need to tell me the reason, and then I will think about it, and maybe I will do it.
会不会？
And is this not what we will do?
我们这里很不习惯点头跟摇头，对不对？
And so our congregation is not used to nodding or shaking their
heads. 我在台湾的教会，只要被我注目过一年啊，大家拼命点头跟摇头啊。
And so
一开始大家都不会的。
The church in Taiwan, they're very used to me asking them questions during the sermon.
答错了不会怎么样啊，就是增加印象而已，比较不容易打瞌睡嘛。
And so if you not to agree of what I said or shake your head,
我一直在想，我2000年前跟着主耶稣啊，主耶稣一定拼命问我问题。我看是福音书是这样子的。
And so I believe that 2000 years ago, if I follow Jesus, Jesus will keep asking me questions.
然后我常常讲错，他还会责备我说：“苍蝇，你这小信的人啊。”
And perhaps if I say something wrong, Jesus will rebuke me and say, "You have little faith."
好，我们现在拉回来哈，我们自己常常会有这种反应。
So let's look back to the story. This is our usual reaction.
可是你看，时候到了，耶稣叫那些人说：“你们去把六个石缸都装满水。”
So when the time has come, Jesus told them to fill 6 water pots.
然后这些忙得要死的人，还要接受一个莫名其妙的指令，大家拼命去舀水。不是水龙头打开，那跑很远的。
So these servants are already very busy, but they still try and fill the water pots.
大家好，我们不再讲下去了。你们发觉发生了什么事情？
And then we read to see what happened next.
主常常会不解释的要求人家做一些无法理解跟不合理的事，有没有发觉？
God will very often tells us to do something that is against our logic and reason without explanation.
我为什么跟大家想这一点？因为我们布道会不是常常会引用一个经节吗？
And so during evangelism, we will often use this one verse.
你要认识神，平安跟福气就临到你，还记得吗？
If you know God, then joy and peace will come upon you.
这可不是约伯记22:21吗？我们现在不是布道会哦。
And so this is in Job chapter 22. So right now, this is not an evangelism.
可是我们信徒一样需要平安跟福气，所以要更加认识神啊。
But as believers, we also want joy and peace, so we need to understand God.
台语哈，不要讲台语好了啦。你知道这个人的性格，就好相处在一起。
And so, if you know this person's character, then you will know how to be with him.
你要认识耶稣，认识得很彻底，你才不会到处都打问号。
So you need to fully understand Jesus, then you would not have so many question marks.
好，我们再来讲第三个例子，再来给个结论啊，齁。
And so we will look at another story, then give the conclusion.
我们请看约翰福音11章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
好，约翰福音11章第一节开始，一直到46节啊。
And John chapter 11 from verse 1 to 46.
那个翻译不要害怕哈，这个不会叫你念的。
So we do not need to read this out loud.
我当作大家这圣经都很熟哦。这个十一章在讲什么事迹？你们稍微看一下就知道，对不对
？So if we glance at it, we will know what this chapter is talking about.
在讲拉撒路复活的事情。
It is a story of how Lazarus resurrected.
我告诉你这个例子更不合理更难。
So this story totally goes against our logic.
这里除了主耶稣之外，另外就是在描写一家人啊。
And so apart from Jesus, this story is about a family.
这一家人就是玛利亚、马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
This is a family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他们是姐姐跟弟弟。
And they are siblings.
其实我们看得出来，他们跟耶稣很亲近，耶稣很喜爱他们。
We can see that this family is very close to Jesus, and Jesus loved them.
耶稣不一定去其他人家啊，常常去这一户里面跟他们相处，被他们接待啊。
And Jesus often go to their house.
可是有一天，耶稣在外面工作的时候得到一个消息。
But one day when Jesus was working, he received a news.
而且这不是人家不小心传来的，是这一户人家特别派人来告诉耶稣的。
So this family sent someone specially to tell Jesus about this.
说他们的兄弟拉撒路病得快要死了。
They told Jesus that their brother Lazarus is so ill he is about to die.
这讲白一点，讲另外一句话是什么意思呢？
So if we put it plainly,
他们其实在讲说，耶稣你赶快来，你的好朋友我们的弟弟快死了。
He's telling them, Jesus, hurry and come, your friend is dying.
我问大家，如果是你，你会怎么反应？如果你是耶稣的话。
So if you were Jesus, how would you react?
我告诉你，我今天要是当一个传道，有一个信徒打电话来。
So today, if I'm a preacher and one of the believers called me.
即使是凌晨两点啊。
Even if it's 2 a.m.
啊，传道，我家人现在住到急诊室里啦。都不用讲什么，只讲这么一句，你知道我该怎么做吗？
If the believer told me at 2 a.m. that my family member is in emergency.
你们期待传道怎么做？
What do you expect a preacher to do?
不行，我要睡觉，咔嚓。
I will say, okay, I will go back to sleep.
我马上就被总会调回去了，处理了。
And if I do this, then the General Assembly will take me back.
还是跟他讲说，不行啊，我明后天还有灵恩会啊，我后天再过去，咔嚓。
Well, do I tell them, oh, I still have evangelical service tomorrow and the next day?
你这个传道有问题，对不对？
So if I reacted that way, then there's something wrong with me.
你看耶稣，
and now we
你能够接受吗？如果你是玛利亚，你能够接受吗？
If you are Mary, can you accept what Jesus did?
都已经派人去了，那等于是打你的手机直接打给你，拜托你快来，是不是？
They've already sent someone there begging him to come.
我不是一般的人，我跟你的交情很特殊耶。
He's just not somebody, he is their friend.
平常我们对你没有什么拜托，没有什么要求，就这个时候，就这个时候。
And we don't usually ask you for things, but at this very moment, this is what we need.
大家有没有发觉耶稣的反应哦？讲好听一点叫做不近人情。
And so the way Jesus reacted, he is not very friendly.
讲难听一点叫做没有人性。
Well, he is very inhuman.
我讲这样是要你深刻体会哦，这个神哦。
And so the way I put it this way, so you can understand.
这不是正常人的反应，你要知道啊。
This is not normally how we would react.
好的，那至少我现在真的没办法过去，耶稣可不可以说另外两种说法？
So if I cannot go at this very moment, perhaps Jesus can say.
一种就直接告诉他说，没关系，他会再活过来的，可不可以这样讲
？Can Jesus just tell them, "Don't worry, he will resurrect"?
他都不讲，有够故意的哦。
And Jesus purposely did not say anything.
第三种说法，耶稣可以怎么说
？Well, thirdly, what can Jesus say?
我现在真的没办法过去，我在这边我现在那边替他祷告，可不可以这样讲？
I cannot go at this very moment, but I will pray for you.
哎，可不可以这样讲
？And can he say this?
如果你是我，我会至少我会这样讲。我是人啊。
And so as a human being, that is something I would say.
然后耶稣哦，连带祷，我问大家，耶稣如果一祷告的话，拉撒路会不会马上好？即使他不过去。
So if Jesus just pray and does not go over, then do you think Lazarus can still resurrect?
会不会
？And will he resurrect?
啊，有两三个点头了，比较不会打瞌睡啊。
See some of you nodded and yes.
对啊，耶稣不用过去，他只要父啊，让他健康吧，我相信他马上就好了，对不对
？I believe if Jesus just pray and ask the Father to heal him, then he will be well.
他没有，他继续做他的，好像没有听到这件事一样。
But Jesus just go on with life, pretending that he did not hear it.
哦，我告诉你哦，你现在就在跟同样一模一样的这个耶稣哦，你在跟他哦。
And so, let me tell you something. Today we are following the same Jesus.
我们很多信徒说，传道我祷告，好像耶稣都不听我的，他是不是不再爱我了？
So many believers will ask me that I pray to God, but He does not answer me. Does He still love me?
这件耶稣的反应根本让人难以谅解。
So if we look at all these reactions of Jesus, it's hard for us to understand.
无法认同。
And we cannot accept.
我讲真的啊，因为我们现在就是要来认识耶稣嘛，这个。以教会目前的状况来讲，任何一个人做这种事，你都无法认同他，你信不信
？So today, if we do what Jesus do here, then none of us can accept his actions.
所以我们大家要理解哦，神的要求跟做法，以我们人的眼光来看，有时候是非常不合理的。
So what God requires from us, from the point of view of men, it is very unreasonable.
我们常常认为我们的状况很紧急。
And this is a very urgent matter.
我们认为神的帮助你的帮助是有时效性的。过了这个，你再给我恩典不算恩典呐。
And so it is an urgent matter. And if you miss this window of time, then it will be no use.
可是这种不合理是个错误吗
？But do you think this unlogical thing is it a mistake?
为什么
？And why?
因为主耶稣另有目的呀。
Because Jesus has another purpose.
为了证明耶稣他能行出不可能的事情来
，In order to prove that Jesus can do the impossible，
他也不受任何时空的限制
，And he is not limited to time nor space。
他是生命的主
，He is the God of life。
他是万有的王
，He is the King of。
只要他愿意，所有不可能的事情都会发生。他要证明这一点。
If only he is willing, then he can do all the impossible。
所以后来我们发觉，玛利亚是不是真的不高兴？
And so we can see that later on, Mary was not happy.
你如果看玛利亚讲的话，说主啊，你若早在这里，这种事情就不会发生。我告诉你，这不是怨言，什么叫做怨言啊
？And so Mary murmured to Jesus, say, "If only you were here earlier, then this would not happen."
这句话有很多表达方式，但是这是语义分析起来是标准的怨言啊。
And so this is a murmur.
我们常常问主说，你为什么让我遭遇这种痛苦有意义吗？
Sometimes we will ask God, is there a reason for me to encounter these tribulations?
耶稣不做任何解释。
Jesus will not explain to you.
他在第四天去到坟墓面前，说声拉撒路出来。
So on the fourth day, Jesus came in front of his tomb and said, Lazarus, get out.
就是这样子。到时候，玛利亚那种痛苦的心情马上烟消云散了。
And so when Jesus said Lazarus come forth, and all the sadness that Mary encountered disappeared.
就像使徒保罗说的，我们现在看世上的事，好像对着模糊的镜子看，很多看不明白的。
Just like the Apostle Paul tells us, today we look at all the things of the world as like looking at in the mirror, we cannot understand.
我们现在想回到自己，我们生命当中或我们周边的人的很多事情。
So if we think back to ourselves, all the things that happen to our around us, to our family.
有时候我们怎么想都想不透。
No matter how hard we think, we just don't understand.
相信小弟，你不是有第一个这种感受的圣徒。
And I'm sure I'm not the only one who felt this way.
我们来看旧约诗篇四十二篇第二节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 42.
四十二篇的第二节跟第三节。
Psalms 42 verse 2-3.
我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？第三节。
Verse 3.
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，忍不住的对我说：“你的神在哪里呢？” Amen.
Verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? 2. My tears have been my food day and night, while they continue and say to me, "Where is your God?"
我们看一看这一个作诗的圣徒，他多么希望看到神的显现，跟我们一样。
So the psalmist here, just like us, he wished to see God.
他多么希望从神那里得到人生所有的解答，跟我们一样。
He wished to receive all the answers to life from God.
但是你读得出来，他没有得到他想要的。
But he did not receive what he wanted.
他反而在神允许跟安排的最不合理当中。
Instead, he lived a life that is against his reasons and logic.
信神信到每天以泪洗面。
He believes in God, yet his tears has been his food day and night.
甚至旁边那些不信神的人来耻笑他。
And all the people that does not believe in God around him will tease him and say, "Where is your God?"
大家想一想，天上的神不知道吗？没看到吗？
And does our God not see from heaven?
知道，而且他还把他的心情留下来，放在圣经里面，到三千年后的我们还在看，有没有？
And so he even leave his message in the Bible, and 3,000 years later, we are still reading them.
有时候我们因为我们的生活的境遇，我们甚至不敢跟人家讲我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so perhaps in our daily life, sometimes we are too afraid to acknowledge that we are true Jesus Church members.
我们甚至不敢跟人家讲我每个安息日都上教会，结果现在是过这种日子。
We are too afraid to tell people that I go to church every week, and yet this is my life.
小弟理解。
And I can understand.
天上的耶稣更理解。
And our Heavenly Father will furthermore understand this.
我们怕别人问我们说，啊，你不是每个礼拜都上教会依靠神吗？你今天怎么这样子比我还差啊？
We are afraid when our friends ask us, do you not go to church every week? Why do you encounter this in your life?
我们怕我们不知道怎么回答。
We are afraid and we will not know how to answer.
但是你看这42篇最后讲，告诉我们的是什么？
But what does Psalms 42 tells us in the end?
其实就是四个字，信心。
It tells us the word faith.
还有等候。
And to wait.
时候到了，自然一切就明白了。
When the time is here, naturally you will understand.
所以我们要记住，在信仰当中。
So we need to remember within our faith.
我们人的智慧与常识是很缺乏、很不够的。
A man's knowledge and wisdom is very limited.
有时候我们走这一条信心之路，要从神的角度看事情。
When we walk upon this journey of faith, we need to look at things from the point of view of God.
比起神来，我们人类累积了几千年的智慧也是很浅薄、微不足道的。
So compared to God, all these knowledge of men, they are very minor and nothing compared to God.
神是全知的。
And God is omnipotent.
神是慈爱的。
God is full of love.
他有一切的智慧跟聪明。
He have all the wisdom and knowledge.
但我们却在这当中常常问神说，为什么你还不出手呢？
But today we often ask God, where are you?
为什么你还不理我呢？
Why do you not notice me?
为什么你要我等待什么呢？
What am I waiting for?
你能够告诉我吗？
Can you tell me?
我告诉你，神通常一个字都不会回答。
And so I can tell you this, normally speaking, God will not reply you.
可是如果我们从这三个例子里面，我们学到了，我们认识了。
But from these three stories, what can we learn?
我们就知道我们眼睛看起来很难的事，很不合理的事。
So we can know that the story, that even though it seems so impossible.
你尽心尽力相信神，就是照着他圣经当中的指示去做，这样就对了。
You just need to fear God with all your heart and all your might.
就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
他不明白，但是他说：“夫子，我愿意照着你的指示做。”
Peter does not understand. Nevertheless, he said, "Teacher, I will do what you tell me to."
最后是什么？你顺服不合理的指示，你就会得到很不合理的结果。
So if you submit to a request that is unreasonable, then you will receive something that is unreasonable as well.
什么是不合理的结果？
And what is something that is
unreasonable? 哪有人大白天往深水抓鱼，结果抓到两只船都鱼满到快要沉下去了，有没有？不合理的结果啊。
So a very unlogical result is he casts his net down during the day and he receives so much fish that his boat was about to sink.
你看看那个迦拿婚宴，也是遵照了神不合理的指示，顺服就有不合理的结果。
And if we look at the wedding feast of Cana, they follow God's request, which is against their logic, but what they receive is very surprising.
这些人忙了一阵子，六个水缸装满水之后，发觉怎么全部变成上等的酒啦。
So after they filled out all the six water pots with water, then it turned into a very good wine.
你再看看拉撒路的事情。
Then we look at the incident of Lazarus.
那是全世界最不合理的回应。
This is a very unreasonable reply.
可是他们没有背弃耶稣，没有拒绝耶稣。
But they did not refuse Jesus.
虽然心里面还是有痛苦跟不舒服。
Even though in your heart there is murmur and pain.
最后耶稣来了，还是去见他，就像我们当中很多信徒一样。
And in the end, when Jesus comes, they still go out and greet him, just like a lot of believers today.
你的生活里面有苦难。
That in your life there are difficulties.
你的生活当中有阻碍。
In your life there are opposition.
你祷告了很久，好像主神都没回应你。
And you pray for a very long time, it seems like you have no response.
但是感谢神，你现在还是来到神的面前。
But thank God, today you still come before God.
我告诉你，与我何干？
And I can tell you, what does this have to do with me?
跟我这个赖传道一点关系都没有。
It has no relationship with this preacher.
可是当主的时候一满足的时候，你会得到最不合理的结果。
But when the time of God has come, you will receive what is very something against your logic.
那就是那死了四天的人，竟然活活的自己走出来。
Just like Lazarus, who died for 4 days, he came out and walked out of his tomb.
不要再用眼睛看啊。
So we should not look at it with our naked eyes.
信仰上的事情啊，神启示我们的，我们要听也明白。
What God revealed to us in our faith, we need to listen and understand.
神没有告诉我们的，我们不要一直想破头，我们这颗肉做的头算什么？
What God did not tell us, we don't need to ponder and think about it to the point that we have headaches.
顺服。
We just need to submit.
等候。
And to wait.
实践。
And to wait for the right time.
你会得到最不合理却最美好的结果。
You will receive a result that is so against your logic, but so marvelous.
这是我们早上第一节的见证啊，我们一起来唱诗。
So this is a testimony this morning, and let us sing hymn.
啊，赞美诗226首。
222.